President Bush's computer security advisor told a meeting of computer professionals yesterday that digital security is not as good as he'd like it to be and that, quote, hackers can help. Richard Clark, a special advisor to the president, told the annual Black Hat Conference of IT Security Professionals that most security flaws in computer programs are not found by the companies that create the software. Richard Clark joins me from Las Vegas. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Are you saying that hackers should hack?
It depends on what you mean by the word hacker. The word originally meant anyone who worked on computer programming. And it's come to mean people who commit criminal acts. Certainly, we're not encouraging people to commit criminal acts, but in the old sense of the word hacker, we're encouraging people who are computer specialists to identify flaws in computer programs. Last year, we discovered about 2,000 security flaws in software in this country. Now it's the end of July, and we've already discovered another 2,000 this year. So by the time the year is over, it'll probably be closer to 3,000 this year.
But does discovering those flaws imply breaking into a computer or breaking through computer security at some point?
No, it doesn't. It means working on a program that's running on your own system, usually. And what happens is that people who are operating a system will discover flaws in it that the producers of the software didn't know about. And my message to the group was, if you do discover flaws, that's a good thing, because we need to know about them before the bad guys know about them. But to do the responsible thing, you don't tell the world about the vulnerability. You tell the people who make the software, and you tell the government, and you give us a chance to make the fix, the so-called software patch, and get it distributed before you tell the world about it.
Some computer security professionals that do point out to companies trade groups' flaws have discovered that they've been harassed for doing this. A Princeton professor was threatened with a lawsuit. A Russian programmer was jailed when he came to the U.S. to deliver a research paper. Do the laws need to be changed so that hackers can help with computer security?
Well, the law currently says that if you discover a flaw, that's okay. But if you intentionally go out and reverse engineer code, unless you're somebody who is in the computer security business, the law assumes that you've done it for nefarious purposes. And so the only people we're encouraging to go out and find these flaws are computer security professionals, not people who are doing it just for the fun of it, or who are doing it in order to exploit the vulnerabilities. I mean, the whole point here is that our entire economy rests on, our entire national security rests on, information technology networks, and they're not secure. And we've got to make them secure as fast as we can. That's why we want the IT security professionals in the companies all across the country to report vulnerabilities that they discover in a responsible way, and work with us to get the fixes distributed quickly.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
Richard Clark is special advisor to the president for cyberspace security.